B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Mike Missinelli Show, General's Wednesday show. And tonight marks the birth of a brand new hockey season. And that's got to put a smile on people's faces because the Flyers are expected to do big things for this fan base this year. And tonight is the start. We got all the lines configured. It looks like a tight team, a good mixture of youth and veteran leadership, except for maybe Jake Voracek. But we'll get to that in a second. They got the goaltender. Everything's good about tonight as we take the lid off of a hockey season. And we will talk about, in fact, I'm going to honor the start of the hockey season tonight in general knowledge with Flyer trivia being one of the categories in general knowledge today.
Ooh.
But there is a subject right in front of us that's too large to ignore. And as I told people, every time this happens, we're going to have the discussion. Every time you see Ben Simmons play the way he did yesterday, go through the same non-shooting flaws of his game, we are going to rekindle the trade talks. Like last night, my God. I mean, 50 out of the shoot right after the game about, oh, we got to trade Ben. I'm tired with Ben. I'm done with Ben. And it goes, well, no, it's going to go like that all year. And like I said before, I don't think it's ever going to change. And that's why I'm so disheartened by the whole thing, because it wasn't going to change last night. It's never going to change. I mean, we saw how many possessions, one blatant possession that I retweeted on my Twitter where he just, it's funny because Eric Spoelstra, it's like, he's on the sideline smoking a cigar. It's so easy for him to coach against the Sixers. Except he can't stop him because of Bam Adebayo, and he's got two chumps that are trying their best. But he goes, all right, here, fellas. You know that game you used to play at the schoolyard? Red Rover? Yeah. You know, where everybody holds each other's hands and you have that impenetrable line that you can't get by? That's all he does. That's all he does with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons comes down 100 miles an hour. Now, normally the people that wall him off will give him a gap. And in a gap, he can maneuver his way, slither through, maybe get it to the basket. Spoelstra goes, hold hands, literally. And he stops dead. He stops dead. And his play is to turn around, back to the basket, flip it back out. A nonsense play that does nothing for your team. And even at this stage of his life, he cannot, in his head, make himself shoot a 10-foot jump shot. It's not going to change. And so you have to deal with it. And you have to deal with it in a couple of different ways. And like I talked about before with Ben Simmons, it comes to the point of punitive damage. And I laid all this out when Doc Rivers was hired. He's got a long-term contract. He's not going to go anywhere. He's got the hammer where he can actually sacrifice games if he thinks that he's going to sacrifice games by not playing them. And that's the only thing he could do at this point, other than it's time to move him. Now, I don't know what side of the fence you're on, but you saw a game last night where the Heat were completely depleted. I mean, they've got, I don't know where they got these guys that were playing last night. One of them had 25 points. That guy's like the G League of G Leaguers to play last night, that little guard. And they weren't able to put them away without one of their scorers, Tobias Harris, without one of their scorers, Shake Milton, because one of their superstars, and Curry, one of their superstars was unwilling or unable to give them what they needed. And at this point, I go, I can sit here let my stomach fall out, or I can just acknowledge that that's what it is at this point. That's why I have to do it. It used to bother me all the time. I mean, but I can't let it bother me anymore. It is what it is, and it's not going to change. And nothing short of the greatest sports psychologist on earth is going to change what he does on the basketball floor. He's just not flat out going to shoot the ball. So, and I know a lot of people want to talk about it today. So, Tyrone, I know that was a... okay. It's time for the FU money.
Hello.
It's FU money.
97.5 The Fanatics. FU money. You're with $500
right now.
Yeah, FU Money. It's 97.5 The Fanatics FU Money. Your chance to win $500 from us for you, Fanatic users. Text the word SITE, S-I-T-E, to 45911 or enter it on the 97.5 The Fanatic app or on 97.5thefanatic.com. That's the word SITE, S-I-T-E. One winner selected at random will win $500. Everybody that enters on the app or website will qualify for a $10,000 grand prize. Get complete rules for this company-wide contest at 97.5thefanatic.com. It's all being presented by Adam Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Is your furnace useless? That's FU. Get it? Get 0% financing for 6 years on it. Who wrote that? Is this like writers for Saturday Night Live wrote that one?
I think so.
It's hysterical.
Yeah.
Anyway, 0% financing for 6 years on an HVAC system from Adam Mechanical. All right, there it is. SITE. All right, so Tyrone, I'll go to you. I know it was percolating a lot on Sixers Outsiders last night. They won the game. Had they lost, it would have been a catastrophe. But they did wound up winning the game.
Yeah, it's tough. I think people are losing patience. They're losing patience quickly because it looks like their two stars are headed in different directions. Or one that's just paused and the other one seems to be raising their game. And it's frustrating because no one seems to understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And the excuses of last year, what I'm noticing is when we do Sixers Outsiders, we do it every day, every game. And what's helpful about it is I can see sentiments that used to get said and things drop off and things come back. Like the Korkmaz rise and fall last year. People loved him, then all of a sudden you didn't hear about him anymore as he played more. Stuff like that. Well, last year it was Brett Brown can't coach a lot. After every game, every loss, it was Brett Brown's fault.
Mm-hmm.
And Embiid's fat every time. And then Ben Simmons would be in the mix there. Well, now Doc Rivers doesn't get questioned, so that's out. We're not hearing about him anymore at all. We're not hearing about Embiid because Embiid's playing great. He's in the mix for the MVP. He's a top four, top five player right now. So that's out. The only thing left that remains is Ben. And I think people are a little bit tired of talking about it. And I'm frustrated because I see a guy with all this ability, hypothetically. But at what point is he still a young player and not a young player anymore? Like, is this just what he is? Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're there yet, but at some point we get there. And at what point are we not, quote, early in the season anymore? Like, you know, 12 games in, 15 games in, 20 games in. Like, if he doesn't do it at some point this year, he's not going to do it. And that means they can't win. And when you see a player playing so well and a good coach, you just want to be able to maybe win. But with him playing as is, they can't win. And it's frustrating. I'm frustrated. Like, they can win individual games. And when they get everybody back, they can win some regular season games. But if when it comes to the playoffs, actually winning, I don't think they can win with Ben Simmons playing like he played last night. And it's not just about the not shooting. How do you only take two shots? You can't have more fouls than shots ever. You can't. He had 6 fouls and 6 turnovers and 2 shots.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at it a different tact. I get aggravated as I'm watching the game. And I actually texted you after he passed up that one shot. Which was just totally.
Yeah.
It's just laughable, that one. So I don't know what to say anymore. I really don't. I can't sit here. I heard Anthony talking about it on his show. I can't sit here and defend him. You know, I just can't. I know what he does on the floor. It's one of the reasons why I really liked him as a player. I can see the dynamic, dynamics that he plays with. And it's just, you know, I don't know what to say. I'm out of words. Anyway, we'll take a break because we're going to talk to Tyrese Maxey, who's been playing hard and played hard last night. And defensively, it was tough to play in that game last night with all the minutes these guys have been playing, and they did pull it out. Isaiah Joe had some nice contributions in there. Dakota Mathias with the three-pointer bag. That was whatever, man. They had to pick it up where number 25 wasn't able to do it, and they wound up doing it. So Tyrese Maxey, looking forward to talking to him, man, because everybody loves him, and you can't help but love the way he plays with the enthusiasm that he plays with. So here's how you get in: 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. It is General Knowledge Wednesday. We're only going to do 3 subjects today on General Knowledge Wednesday. So here we're going to do the General Knowledge category. We're going to do movies by Clue. and we're going to do Flyers trivia. And special, if you're a Flyer fan and you want the Flyers trivia, you can ask by special request for the Flyers trivia. You don't have to go in order. All right,
look at you.
There you go.
Wow. This is fantastic.
Thank you. Just do my little part.
You're so
for the orange and black.
Giving.
Yes, thank you. Mike Missinelli Show, back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 219. It's Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. We're going to be talking Sixers today, in addition to Flyers starting their season tonight. And of course, last night, the Sixers pulled one out. A game that a lot of people thought would be easier for them, but they wound up having what it took in the end to outlast the Miami Heat. And one of the guys that's really popular in town right now for the way he plays, the hardest he plays, is Sixers rookie Tyrese Maxey from Kentucky. Last night, has 16 more points, 7 for 18, 8 assists, and he joins us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline Bounce Forward. Tyrese, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are y'all? Thank y'all for having me.
Listen, man, thanks for coming on. And like you guys winning a game like that, and I know a lot of people thought it would be easier, but you know, winning a game like that does give you kind of a sense of accomplishment. What was the feeling like outlasting that team last night after the game was over in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, that game, winning a game like that where you, Coach Doc said, we lost it 3 times and we won it 3 times, and at the end, you know, we finally pulled it out. He said, you have to win games like that. Especially in this long season, you have to know that you'll be able to win them when the playoffs come around.
Yeah, talk to me about the way you play the game, because you've got the town right in the palm of your hand right now. You seem to have, the thing about you is the enthusiasm you play with, but you have a lot of fun playing the game. You don't see that often.
Man, I love playing basketball, and everyone always asks me why do I play with a smile on my face? Why I'm always having so much fun? I'm blessed. I was blessed to wake up this morning. The Lord blessed me to play the games that I love, and I go out there and I compete every single day and because I'm doing what I love.
You have adapted to the NBA game. In other words, you learned what things can work for you. And one of the things that works for you is that runner, which is really unstoppable if you can do it. Not many guys can do it. You're able to do it at full speed and get really good touch on it. And I don't know how much you did that in Kentucky or how much was that adapting to the NBA. Talk about that for me.
So I realized when I was around junior, senior year of high school that I would be 6'2", 6'3". That I probably wouldn't grow anymore. I'm pretty athletic. You know, I have, you know, pretty good vertical, but I wanted to be able to preserve my body and be able to have a long career. So, you know, the guys like Tim Martin, Chris Johnson, my dad, they all told me, you got to find a way to score in between. If you can score in between mid-range games, floaters, pull-ups, and different things like that because of the drop coverages in the NBA, different bigs, you can prolong your career. And a lot of guys, like you said, aren't able to make those shots. So I worked on that. I worked on it every single day. I just left the gym. And about an hour ago, working on the same thing, working on those floaters, working on the runners, just so I can keep staying tuned and keep that in my bag.
You know, here's another thing that I noticed about you. The NBA has not shackled you in any way. Like, a lot of guys will come in and go, oh, no, I'm in the NBA. And you haven't really, like, the big night is an example of that. I mean, you're playing ball, and you grab 39, and a lot of rookies would not have that kind of swagger. So, like, how did you perceive the transition to the NBA from college?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's basketball. Yes, we're playing against professional basketball players. This is the top of the line. But like you said, at the end of the day, it's basketball. It's what I love to do. And I'm not surprised that I'm here. I you know, worked for it, and I'm blessed. And I'm not going to stop working until I, you know, reach my potential. And that's my that's my biggest thing.
The big night, he calls, you give it up at one point, and at the end, he calls a play for you, even though the game's over. He calls a play for you to get 40, and you missed the layup. Like, were you aware of what you were doing out there? Were you aware you needed a basket to get 40?
Honestly, I wasn't really looking at my score. I was really looking at the overall score. I just wanted to do whatever it took to win the game. Late in the game, it was maybe like, I think, 28 seconds on a 24-second shot clock. So I thought he would want me to dribble it out. So my thing is, when I crossed half court, I stopped because I thought it was courtesy that to dribble it out. But he was like, man, you got 39 and we're losing. You can go get that 40. I mean, he said, that's what I wanted you to do. But so that's probably one reason why I hesitated. But I listened to coach. So coach told me to do it, and that's what I was going to do. At least I wanted to go attempt to do it.
Yeah. Are you aware how much you're liked right now in this city?
A little bit. I appreciate the fans. I appreciate it all. You know, this is the support they give us as a whole, as a team. You know, we're going to need it, especially whenever this opens back up and whenever we're allowed to have fans in the building. I know that, you know, the guys have been telling me that the atmosphere around Wells Fargo is crazy, and they're sad that I don't get to experience it, but I can't wait.
There's a lot of people that will compare. They'll say, if you're drafting somebody in football, you draft out of the SEC, you draft an Alabama guy, you can't go wrong. Same people in the NBA go, you can't go wrong by drafting a Kentucky guy. Now, what does that mean? How are you more prepared and pro-league ready playing in Kentucky than you would be at somewhere else?
I think, you know, Kentucky as a whole, the university, they treat you like a pro. Coach Cal asked you if you want to be a pro, and that's how we're going to treat you. They're not forced you to get in the gym. You have to want to get in the gym on your own. You have to hit up the coaches to get in the gym. It's open 24 hours, so there's no excuses. Coach Cal coached you extremely hard. You know, he told me from day one when I got there, he said, I'm going to coach you extremely hard because I can see the potential in you. And I refuse to let it be on me that you don't reach that potential. So I'm going to make sure you maximize it all while you're here. I'm going to get on you, and I'm going to make sure that I get everything I can out of you. And that's what he did. And I feel like he makes you build your own self-confidence by getting in the gym and competing at practice and doing different things like that. He just really helps prepare you for the NBA.
We're talking to Tyrese Maxey, and he's been a delight so far in this town with the Sixers. Now, there are two things. When I look at a transition college to NBA and pro leagues, one is playing defense at this level against these kind of athletes. The second is, you know, a lot of games and a lot of minutes, and that's way different than the college game. Have you felt the minutes so far, or are you still pretty spry? And how about playing defense in the NBA?
Just as far as minutes, we have a great medical staff. So, you know, they really helped me transition. You know, there was no summer league, a very, very short in training camp. So, like you said, we got thrown in the fire pretty quick. But, you know, the medical staff, the vets, the coaches, they've all been helping us rookies just learn the game, learn the flow of the NBA, getting treatment, getting massages after practices and games, hot and cold. So after I finished working out today, I was in the hot and cold stuff, getting treatment, and doing different things like that just to take care of the body to prolong your career.
You got it. Sorry.
I was talking about the defense.
Yeah, defense.
And then, my thing is, I watch a lot of film. So it's crazy. You know, you play so many games, so many different teams, you have to watch film. So, like, I already watched the film on last night. I'll watch some more film on different guys that I have to guard tomorrow and do different things like that so you can start learning the guy's tendencies. And once you learn guy's tendencies, you can take that onto the court and apply it to the game.
What do you think you need to work on to really be a star player in this league? When you look at your game, what's the thing that you got? Okay, I got to need to do this better.
I think one for sure is, you know, one thing about me is I want to get 1% better every single day in all aspects of the game and at life. So watching film, becoming outthinking my opponents for sure. I think that's one thing I've really been starting to try to work on, drawing fouls. And another thing that I watched a lot of film on recently, just because I know I can be able to get to the free throw line and help my team. And then just slowing down and making certain reads, certain passes, certain other things to get my teammates involved.
When I watch you shoot the basketball, you have a very interesting way of getting the ball to the basket so you're not short. You propel forward, and you get a lot of momentum on the shot that helps you to prevent it from being short. Is this an adaption to the NBA? Because it's not easy to shoot three-pointers in this league. A lot of people think it is. It takes a lot of strength to get three-point shots up. Is that the way you've always shot, to get to propel forward?
Yeah, and just trying to get my arc up, you know, and like in college, so I look flat. But as of right now, I mean, I'm shooting the ball pretty well, pretty okay. I know I can shoot it better, especially after last night. I missed some open work. That's the main reason why I was in the gym early this morning. So, but yeah, I mean, it just works. Consistent work, trying to stay consistent, reps on reps on reps, and trying to get my elbow above my eye every single time. And I have confidence that, you know, I'm going to make more than I miss.
And I think you will. What's your relationship with the veterans? You come into the league that a lot of guys want to take under your wing. There was a situation last night that was funny because you thought Joel was going one way, he went the other, and you threw a ball out of bounds. And he gave you kind of like a cross look, and you put your hands up like, sorry, man. You know, like, what's that like to play with star caliber players like that and your relationship with them?
I love it. I love it. I respect it. And the player you're talking about, you know, I cut maybe one time when I shouldn't have cut, and he was just letting me know. And which, as he should, as a vet. You know, I really appreciate him for that. And he came back maybe two possessions later, or I forgot how many possessions later, and I didn't cut, and we hit a three. So, like, you know, I really appreciate Joel, Mike Scott, Dwight, Ben, Danny, Sam, I mean, all those guys, you know, Tobias. You know, they really helped taking us, all those rookies and young players, under their wing, and really helped us out. You know, playing with guys like Joel and Ben, you know, those are superstars, and, you know, they're superstars of our league. So to have them on your side, you know, I really appreciate them.
What was that dynamic last night, you playing against Hero? I guess you guys crossed, but maybe he was there when you were recruited. I guess you know him a little bit?
Right. Yeah, I know him a little bit. I mean, I played against him in the EYBL circuit, of course. You know, he went to University of Kentucky a year before I got there. And it was cool, man. It's cool to see, you know, other Kentucky guards and Kentucky people, period, in the league, you know, just because you're a part of a brotherhood once you get there. Got to talk to Jamal Murray a little bit the other night when we played against them. And, you know, it's always great to catch up with an old Wildcat.
Tyrese, what's Philly like now for you? What kind of things do you like to do? What have you thought about the city? You know, all those kind of things.
Well, it's sad right now. I can't really do anything because of COVID. So all I get to do is kind of drive around and see. You know, so I go from the practice facility, you know, back to the crib. So right now I really can't do anything. But right now I'm standing outside my window and I can see everything, and I can't wait to explore it, actually, man. It's a great city. The people are great. And I just can't wait for, you know, it's time to get back to normal.
Are your parents still down in the Dallas area? Did they come up at all to see you?
My parents are here right now.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, man, keep it going. You're playing great, and you provide really an infectious way of playing that rubs off on other players. I think everybody can notice that. So keep it going, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. There's Tyrese Maxey. Sounds like a really good kid.
Yeah.
I love his enthusiasm.
Yeah, he's
awesome.
He's got it. You know, see, that's the thing. If you look at every level that he's played at, he's been like the guy at every level for a reason.
Yep.
You know, like there's no maintenance he had to do. He loves the game, and he's going to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, he was real cool on the phone before he got on the air. Really kind. You know, unfortunately, there's people out there, while we're tweeting about this and talking about it, they claim he's going to get traded in the Harden trade and stuff like that. And I have a bit of an attachment to him.
Yeah.
I think he will be a guy who will end up giving more to this city than he takes from the city, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. So you're saying he would be an untouchable in any deal for a Harden? See, that's where it's hard. It's hard.
I don't want to part with him.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll give you somebody else. I give you a Thibault, and I don't want to trade Thibault. Like, I don't want to name names because I don't want to.
No, I hear you. It is
he's kind of an untouchable for me. Yeah,
really.
Okay. I think his game. I think what he can possibly do as he develops in a pick and roll with Joel Embiid. I just would hate it. That spirit needs to stay in this city.
Because I hear you. I don't know if I could go. He would be why I wouldn't acquire Harden, because I know Well, listen, it's still early to see how good this team can be, and I think that the Ben thing is weighing us down to the point where we go, as long as he's not going to play at a certain level, they're not going to win. And so from that standpoint, it wouldn't stop me from improving the team where I think they can win. And if he would have to be one of the guys, I guess I would have to bite hard and do it. Because I'm more interested in whether they can win than not. And right now, I don't know if they can.
Not
here. If 2-5 doesn't do what he needs to do.
Yeah, and these are all rumors and stuff. Mark Stein, I guess, said it would be Simmons and Maxey, but then the Athletic says it would be Simmons and Thybul.
Yeah.
So a lot of it looks like...
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Because this show's been wild. Like, this stuff has been happening between...
2-5.
Between 2-5
all,
a lot.
Yeah,
it really has. So buckle your seatbelt, because you never know what's up. Here's how you get in, 610-620-975. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. Back after this. I'm sorry. Well, no break? Oh, really?
Should we do the poll?
Oh, yeah. What am I missing? Did I miss a break?
No. You took the break already. So now we go to float
40.
Now.
Oh, that's right.
Because we went right
from
to 10, him.
I'm thinking 2021. 20,
yeah, we did that one already.
Yeah, 2021. Yeah,
so
that's
what
my
we're
going
to do now is we'll do the 2 p.m. sponsor. Okay. We'll open the Twitter poll.
All right.
And then we'll get to the phones for general
knowledge. Let's do that because I'm all discombobulated. The 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit one of Ferguson's county locations in Bensalem, King of Prussia, Pennsauken, or Westchester. Do it today. All right. Twitter poll. Let's start it. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Winter is here. Paul B. Moyer and Sons in Doylestown is your stop for snowblowers, for generators, for chainsaws, any kind of outdoor power equipment you need. Stop by their Doylestown location or just order online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie, today's Twitter poll.
All righty, Mike. Over 900 votes on this one early. What do you think about Ben Simmons right now? 21% say still transcendent. 38% say solid player. 41% say out of patience. I'm intrigued by these results, right?
What are they again? So let me write these down so I have, can follow along.
Yeah, 21% say he's still transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
38% say he's a solid player. 41% are out of patience. So the majority are still semi on board with him.
Yeah, 38% he's a solid player is accurate.
Right.
But they need more than solid. And I'm tired of it. Well, look what he does, Mike. He can facilitate him. You saw last night. They struggled because he wouldn't take a 10-foot shot. I mean, enough. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Thomas and Broomall. Thomas, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Thomas?
Good. I want to talk about, the Sixers and then Eagles' point. Say, Joel, he showed up. He was, unbelievable. I mean, I know, what kind of game he has, let alone somebody else who didn't do much for us at all. I mean, Embiid basically scored for himself and Simmons, if you would like to say. But I like this game. I'm glad we won. I'm glad that you got to pick Tyrese Maxey's mind. He's going to be a great player. Maybe try to get Ben Simmons on, which... I don't think he would.
Ben doesn't do those things.
Nah.
Believe me, I would give my left pinky.
Yeah.
To have Ben on this show,
because so he knows I can ask what's going to happen.
Straight legit questions, and I'd be respectful. But I go, dude. That's what I would do. I go, dude.
Yeah.
That's all I said, dude.
Yeah.
And he would know what I'm talking about.
Gotcha. Now, like Furkan, off topic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him getting any minutes at all. Man. I think
looked good last night, though. Gray slacks. He had that blue thing on last night. Looked good.
You don't like him. I don't like him. He's. I think his time in Philadelphia is coming down.
No, Isaiah Joe, you think took his slot? Joe, who made that monster three pointer, was not afraid to bury that shot right before Embiid hit the tire. That one.
Yeah. I want to talk about also the Eagles. Now, I know some people say that we can't draft the quarterback, but if Jalen Hurts isn't here, we have to, but just not in like the second round. Wait till the fifth, sixth, and Carson's sake, somebody who isn't going to take over his job once again.
Yeah, they can always get a backup, though.
Yeah.
That wouldn't take over his job. They don't have to draft one because you can draft a guy in the fifth, sixth round. He's not going to be good enough to be a backup anyway, is he?
Yeah. Nah, yeah. I don't
Yeah. All right, man. It's it's General Knowledge Wednesday, bro.
Okay.
I wish I had pulled up the General Knowledge.
Price.
But I was lax because we had a bunch of stuff that we were dealing with here. But let's go to the General Knowledge category for you. I know you're always good at that, right?
Yeah, I'll say it'll happen.
Okay. All right. So the General Knowledge category is my computer just like took it all the way to the end. Here it is.
Hey, it's a good one.
What is lava called when it is under
magma,
the surface of the earth? That's correct. Magma is correct.
Liquid hot magma.
Yeah,
he's a volcanosman.
He's a volcanosman.
Yeah, Emma Thomas.
How about that? Right out the chute. Volcanosman.
He's a magmasman.
A magsman. A magmas.
That Thomas. Thomas is like Scott Kingery. He was like 0-27.
Yes, he had a slump.
He was kingery.
Bust out with trouble there, right
yes,
there.
Yes, he did.
So you know my guy Isaiah Joe.
Yeah, I know you like Isaiah Joe.
Here's why. I'm not talking about for this year. When guys come back, he's not going to play. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
That stroke is pure. He can really shoot it. And when he builds up and figures out how to play, I think he's going to be a good player. For a second round pick mm-hmm. where they got him, that was a fantastic pick because he has a specific skill set. What you want from a second round pick? He's going to come off the bench. He's going to spot up. He's not afraid to shoot, and he's going to shoot. And he doesn't need to be close to the line either. He's got deep range. He can shoot it.
Yeah.
He has a better stroke than
Kurt agree
Miles.
With you. He's not the greatest defensive player, but Kurt Miles is worse.
No. He's not. So, he's going to need a lot of work. He's got to get bigger, stronger.
Here's the thing about Maxie that I like, and that's why I ask him these questions. Because some people will get trapped. Some kids will get trapped coming into the league, and they go, oh, man, it's the NBA now. This dude, I don't think it's even dawned on him that he's in the NBA.
Nope.
But he plays the same way all the time. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think he steps on there and probably looks left and right. He's like, I'm better than him. I bet you he's already, the wheels are turning. Like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better than that guy. I bet you. And he probably expects to be better than Embiid, which is the way he should expect. He probably knows he's not now, but I bet you in his mind, he goes, just wait.
Yeah. He's going to have to get stronger. He's going to, like, he does propel himself when he shoots the three. And he'll learn when he gets stronger, he'll learn just straight up and off the dribble and do mm-hmm. something, because you don't have a lot of time to propel yourself most of the time when you're shooting that three. Right. But he'll learn all that stuff. And in the meantime, his stroke is good enough. He's got great touch.
Soft hands. Yeah, you can tell with those runners and stuff, those hands are soft. I think he's going to rebound above his weight, too, because he's quick to get to the ball. There's a lot to like there.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Dave in Bucks County. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Oh, hey, Mike. That was a great interview with Tyrese. He sounds like a natural, just, you know, enthusiastic and happy to be here, and he shows up when it's time to, you know, support the team, you know?
Yep, I agree.
You're on speaker. I apologize for that.
Sorry.
My point is about the Sixers and Ben, and I'm pretty much where you are now, where I'm to the point where I'm pretty much done with it.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it comes to why, like, where his issues come from, I don't see how it's not deliberate. Like, I think he's trying to force his way out of the city for some reason.
Nah.
Like,
no, he's not. Listen, he can force himself out of the city other ways. You don't force yourself out of the city by faking that you can't shoot. He generally has a mental problem with pulling the trigger.
It's just so fantastically bizarre. I'm trying to come up with a legitimate explanation, and other than him doing it on purpose, which is where that came from.
Yeah, but in his first year, he struggled. He wasn't trying to force himself out of the city first year. He's trying to impress. So it's a mental thing that he practices it all the time. You see him shooting it all the time. His brain goes, no. Yeah, and you can see it clearly in several possessions where he ran into the Red Rover line.
My mind went to, he wanted his money first, and that's basically got it.
Yeah, but to get your money, you would have to shoot it. So the first year, you don't think that, like, he could no way think that if he didn't shoot the ball, he's still going to get the money. Now he wound up getting it anyway, but he couldn't think that his first year. He generally has a fear about shooting a basketball.
I'm just so angry about the whole thing.
I hear you.
If Harden doesn't happen, is there any other player you think like Morey could try to get? Maybe in moving Simmons?
Other than Harden?
That you think could take our team or make our team better by trading Simmons, yeah.
You would have to trade him for a Luka, a Booker, a Beal, and no team, they're not going to give up that caliber of player. Even LaVine, they're not going to give up that caliber of player for what Ben is right now.
That is
maybe LaVine. I don't know. I guess you could get LaVine, but you can't get Beal. So many people are not trading for Bradley Beal. Why would the Wizards trade Bradley Beal for Ben Simmons? What do they have to gain?
That is depressing because I would actually love to have done that. But
yeah, but that's not going to happen. So all right, man. Listen, here's a general knowledge question for you.
Cool.
Movies by Clue. By the way, today it's the Brian Westbrook autograph collector's helmet. Eagles cooler tote filled with Gosshall's Real Wood Smoked Bacon. That's what we're giving away. So that's pretty cool. All right, so I'm going to give you three clues. You tell me what movie I'm looking for.
I'll try.
Dance on a Keyboard, Zoltar, Man-Child.
It's your favorite actor, Tom Hanks and Big.
It is correct. Biggie Big.
Iconic scene. What do you say, Mike?
With Feach LaManna.
Yeah.
Feach LaManna for The Sopranos.
Yeah, that and Frank Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Frank Lopez.
Frank Lopez playing a piano with him.
That's correct.
Yeah.
He was also in that movie with Glenn Close a long time ago. Jeff Bridges and Glenn Close, where he was a killer. But he was in disguise. Like, she defended him as an attorney.
I don't think it's a great movie.
It's a golden Glenn Close movie from way back in the day. And Robert Loggi was her investigator. And she was dating Jeff Bridges, who was this rich guy who took over his wife's family's newspaper.
Oh, wow.
And his wife was murdered.
Is it Jagged Edge?
Jagged Edge.
Interesting.
That's exactly what it is.
Never heard of it.
Jagged Edge. It's a great movie. You see it. It's played every now and then. But okay. Yeah, Glenn Close way back in the day. And Jeff Bridges when he was young and very handsome man.
Yeah.
6'1". 6'1". 6'3". Yeah, not the big Zabrowski, Big Lebowski Jeff Bridges, but the handsome one. We're back after this on the Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, and a lot of stuff to talk about here. We got about 2 hours and change, a little bit of change to talk about this on General Knowledge Wednesday. Flyers tonight, Penguinos, and it's a 5:30 game. And you know, we've been I've been looking at the line combinations all along. They've been that were predicted to play, but the latest is that there's a change on their line structure and. Claude Giroux will not play on the first line, according to Charlie O'Connor, who covers the Flyers for the Athletic. Couturier centers Lindblom and Konechny on the first line tonight.
Youth.
G's going to play the left wing with Hayes and Farabee on the right wing in the second line. The third line, Nolan Patrick will center Van Riemsdyk and Voracek on the third line, Jakey.
Yeah, well. Coach been calling them out.
Shaking it up a little bit. The fourth line, Lots with Raffle and Nicholas Aubé-Kubel.
I'm interested in how the veterans respond to that. I'm looking forward to who steps up among the youth. It's great to have Patrick back. He's only 22 years old. I didn't realize that till today. He's 22 years old. Yeah. Jordan from NBC Sports Philadelphia was mentioning it to me. 600 days since he's left. Over 650 days.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see him get back on the ice tonight. So, interesting alignment by Coach V, who sent in a message early to a couple of his veterans.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's time to shift now. Well, Hayes was already on the second line, so it's not a change for him. But it's a change for G.
Yeah, it is. The defensive pairings will be Provy and Brawny.
I like that.
Sanny and Phil Myers. Don't call him Philippe. Phil.
Yeah.
And Hager with the new kid. No, the new old kid.
Yeah.
Gustafson.
Interesting. So you didn't mention the player. You just didn't mention.
Scratch. Mark Friedman. Scratcheroo.
So I guess that clean slate didn't make it to the game.
No.
Oh, we're going to start with a clean slate. Yeah. And the coach.
Yeah, he's still. He clearly doesn't like him or Voracek.
Yeah, because he's talking about Voracek.
There's two guys that he doesn't like.
I mean, more for he's just said about Voracek.
They're not his type of dudes.
Giroux turned 33 yesterday.
I know.
How about that?
He says they're ready. I feel physically and mentally we're ready to get the season going. Now, he said that before the lineups came out.
Money line minus 280 for the Flyers.
That's
a lock, right? Lock City. Come back and then they play again against the Penguins on Friday.
Yes. All right. So, in the basketball side of it, the trade whispers for Hardner are heating up more than ever because he's kind of pretty much talked his way out. Walls come back at him down there. It's a mess. They know they got to do something. And according to Sham Sharania's report, the Rockets are sifting through the two finalists, Nets and Sixers, for a deal with Brooklyn preparing an offer of all of its future first-round picks. I don't know, what's the limit on that. And pick swaps. The rumored Sixer deal would be Simmons-Thybulle and some picks. For Hardy.
The Sixers trade is better. Even if it's Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know if Kyrie wants to play basketball, and neither does anyone else. We at least know Simmons wants to play. The Sixers trade is better. So if it's even, if the Nets have their best offer and the Sixers put out their best offer, the Sixers offer is just flat better.
Yeah.
It just is. Because Simmons is 24 and wants to play basketball, and Kyrie is older and no telling what he wants to do.
Stephen A. has called on Kyrie to resign, by the way.
He doesn't want to play.
He said quit. Retire.
Yeah. Stephen A., I think, is right about this.
Yeah. It's all right. Well, let's get back to the phones. Ramon in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Ramon.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey?
How you doing, man? What's going on?
What's up, Tyrone, Natalie? I just had to say, man, I had last night, you know, that was it. That was confirmation of me that this is Joel Embiid's team for real. And he was focused. What I saw with Ben doing that first quarter when he passed up that 15-foot jumper, it was like he was wide open. But Ben made a shot, his only basket, the only shot that he actually legitimately took. It was the craziest shot. It was harder than a 15-footer. So it's just ridiculous. And you can attest to this, Mike. Back in the days when I used to get frustrated watching Darryl Dawkins, rest in peace. I would watch him, and he was just frustrated because he has it, but he just never really tapped into what he could have been.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking at Ben now, it's to this point of like, yo, man, you know what? If Maxie has five of your inches, man, we won't be having this discussion. And we won't have this discussion. We'll just let him ride off in the sunset. And it doesn't even have to be Harden. I just want someone, a perimeter player that can command that respect out there, and we don't waste the talent and maximize everything that Joel is giving now. It's just, this guy is just, I'm 55, man. I'm not worrying about this. You look at your children and you look for little increments of growth. This guy's just, I'm happy with what I am. So
Yeah, no, you're right. And it's funny because this goes in cycles. When they started off 7-1, everybody goes, oh, you can't trade Ben. Look at the way they're playing. Yeah. You can't. And last night happens and it rekindles it. But here's the bottom line. It is what it is. It doesn't depend on W's and L's in the regular season that you're gonna judge whether he's worthy or not. It depends on whether this team can be good enough to win in the playoffs and win the Eastern Conference Finals. And they can't with him not shooting the basketball. And I don't care what anybody says anymore.
And you can't rely on him. You know, with eight people at last night, he was the second best player supposedly on the court on both sides. And you can't dominate?
Two people do it to them all the time. Boston and Miami.
And
it's no bones what they do. They go, oh, this is where we're going to play him. We're going to hold hands right here.
They show their hand to her every time, and you still haven't figured it out in 4 years? Like, come on now. Come on, man.
I got you, man. I get in face whether they win or lose. I still say the same thing. It is what it is. The people that are ignoring the fact that he has to be able to shoot that shot for them to win are misguidedly clouded by the fact that they win a regular season game. Because they're good enough to win a regular season game. First of all, they haven't played anybody of any significance. So they're good enough to win. But we're talking about when the competition is at the highest level. When you need him to get 25 and he's not capable of doing it, you're not going to win in the playoffs to the extent where you can actually win a conference. Let's get Ed and Trenton in here. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Hey, I'm here.
What's up, Ed?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, man, I've been listening to you guys for a while, but now that I'm home, because I used to get off at 5 and I couldn't get reception in my building, so now that I'm home, I can see you guys. Been great watching you guys. You, Nat, and Ty do a great job.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it.
I'm talking about the Sixers, man. That game last night, man, it was so disappointing to see how Ben played, man. He ain't got the dog in him, man. And if we're going to win, we're going to need somebody besides Embiid that got that dog in him. Because he don't have it. His assist is not enough. His defense is not enough. He needs to score the basketball. And even when he goes to the hole, he don't even go strong. He throws up this oopsie-doodle flip.
Well, he goes strong when he can slither his way to get his back of his hand to actually touch the backboard. That's when he goes strong. It always converts that. But like last night, he couldn't even slither to that point because they just walled it. And he stopped. He saw a wall. He stopped. Turned around, threw it back out, which is a terrible play because it's going to get picked off. You're also putting your guy he's in a non-shooting position because he thinks that you're going to the basket.
Yeah. And let's say now the trade, I'll get rid of him and Thibault. Not the young boy. I'm not ready to get rid of him yet. But Doc has got to get in his head to make him more aggressive, and if he doesn't, it's time to move on, man.
Doc's got to take control, or he's got nothing. Doc's got to realize either he takes control in some sort of way with this guy, and that means benching or whatever he needs to do, he's not going to win.
He has to get in his head. He has to make him more aggressive. And I like the conversation with Maxie. Looks like a promising young man. You know, and I watched him the other day against Atlanta. He blocked the shot from Trae Young twice.
Yeah. He's got a bounce to him. You know, he's bouncy.
And so I would definitely keep him. Anybody else you want, I'll give you Harris and Ben Simmons to get Harden over here. But I'm not giving up the young boy.
Yeah.
And
I gotta be honest with you. I beg to differ on that. But let me give you a general knowledge question.
Sure.
The general knowledge question is this. What statue did the Ghostbusters control via Nintendo controller in Ghostbusters 2?
Statue of Liberty?
That's correct. It was the Statue of Liberty. All right, now here's the deal. I like Maxie too. I mean, you just heard him. He was an infectious kid, right? Plays hard, got a bounce. Here's what I got. I got a team with Maxie and Ben Simmons that's not going to win the East. In my view, they're not good enough to win the East for various reasons. They're going to fall a little short. With the other guy, I got a chance to win the East. So you're telling me that you don't want to give up Maxie for what reason? Not to win the East? He's going to be a good player. I get it. But is that going to stop you from saying, geez, with this team, I got a shot to win the East, and I can't hold it up by holding Maxey out of the deal? It's your choice. My choice is what I know this team is. And I don't believe that they are capable of winning the East the way they are because of Ben Simmons.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. I mean, I tweeted, I don't want to trade Maxey because emotionally, after talking to him and having him on,
yeah,
I like him.
And not only that, but his father's name is Tyrone.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy. At the same time, I admitted on Twitter that it's crazy to say that if you can win a title. Because a title's everything. And you currently can't win a title.
Yeah,
it just stinks that it's come to this of Ben.
He's a good player. He's going to probably be a really good player in this league. Is he an untouchable player measured against what you want to do?
Right. You can win. You can. I'm not saying that you will. Right now, you can't win a title. If you make the trade, assuming that some of the stuff in the background's not all true, like if he's the worst, assuming he's not the worst human being ever.
Yeah.
You can win a title.
Yeah.
Although some of the things that are about
him. Well, I get it, but nobody knows him better than Maury. So, like, Maury would know the whole landscape of whether that would prohibit it, right?
Yes. I would like to think that he would know, yes.
All right, so now it's coming out that the Nets will offer anyone but to Durant to the Rockets, including Kyrie. Now, I don't know if Houston would want to take a problem like Kyrie, but if they took Caris LeVert and a bunch of first-round picks and
it's got to be LeVert. Anthony was talking about this. Let me get some of the guys he would have
LeVert,
to include.
Allen, maybe?
LeVert, Harris. Joe Harris would have to go in that trade. Shamit would have to go. Dinwiddie.
All right, now, is that a better deal for Houston? What does Houston think of Benson? What do you think Houston thinks of him now? What's the league think of him now? You know, it's funny because we can go through an exercise, and I'll bet you and me, who love Simmons, would come up with maybe 20 right now that we would take over him.
Yes, but not that are available. They have to base it on what's available. Well, I think they probably still look at him as a 24-year-old all-star. And they don't grow on trees. The Nationally, they don't react game to game the way we do.
I get it, but they also know this. It's now 4 years, and he won't take a 10-footer.
Yeah. I mean, that's a factor in there, and it's just, it stinks it's come to this. But as much as I'm upset, as soon as I see Harden and Embiid, hypothetically combined for 70 points in a game, oh, I gotta get over it.
And like all the frustrations of a game like last night and Joe having to carry the team on his back, those things are gone. That's gone.
Although, yeah, and I got news for you. I appreciate what he did last night. Danny Green ain't hit 9 three-pointers on a regular basis.
Well, of course, that's a franchise record. No, of course not.
And he has been like fairly erratic. And
yeah, he's right at league average right now.
So you can't count really on him giving you that offensive boost because of his age, because of a lot of factors.
Yes, but a starting five that has Harden, Curry, Green, Tobias, Embiid is as good as anybody's in the league.
I don't disagree with you.
And then on your bench, you still would have, well, bench gets thinner, but you worry about that later.
Yeah.
Dwight's still coming off the bench, although they didn't like each other. So they might have to talk about that. Harden and him did not get along.
Boy, Harry was just beasting people last night.
He was just
pathetic.
And then the refs almost had mercy. That's why they started calling all the fouls.
Well, they hate him, first of all. Uh-huh. They hit him early with two
quick ones.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jerome in Sicklerville. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jerome?
Always nice to talk to you guys. Hope you had a good holiday.
Yes, absolutely. How about you, Jerome? All right? Good.
It was all right. Mm-hmm. It was good.
Okay.
First of all, a couple of things. Embiid looked like he should be in the running for at least up there with the MVP. He's really playing great right now. He really is.
You can get a good price on him for MVP. It's a good price. The betting price is pretty good. It's worth a couple shekels. It's plus 1,000, bro. You put 100 down, you got 1,000. You know, that's worth it, isn't it, Jerome?
Yes, I like it.
All right.
I was trying to get that together this weekend for the football games. I couldn't get it straightened out, though.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck to you.
I lost something.
Yeah, but, that was a good bet.
Boy, I really would like to see this trade go, because I think if New Jersey get him, it's going to be a problem. I just believe that. So I'd rather see him with Philly than New Jersey, to be honest, Mike.
Yeah. No, I got you.
I see what you were saying. Sure, they're winning. I mean, even when you see Ben with 14 points and triple doubles and all that, we know from seeing this guy, he can do so much better, and he just refuses to do so. Mm-hmm. So just find somebody that, like you said, got the dog in him and just goes for it. That's it. We're looking for a championship, and I believe we get hard and we can do it, Mike.
All right. Jerome, a general knowledge question for you is movies.
Sure. Well, okay.
I'm going to give you three clues. You tell me the movie I am looking for. All right, so let's go with this one here. One time at band camp, Tara Reid, Finch.
Say that again.
I'm not sure. I don't know if Jerome would have seen this. One time.
Wow.
Tyrone Buzziel, man. I'm sorry.
Come on, Tyrone.
He thought you were overmatched.
You're not going to get it, Jerome. You're not going to get it. All right, say it again, Mike. Go ahead.
Jerome. We'll give you one shot. One time at band camp, Tara Reid and Finch. Tyrone had no faith in you. I'm sorry, man. You're
oh, man.
That's one of those that you know or you don't know.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that Jerome would have sat there with a bowl of popcorn. He's watching American Pie.
That was a classic of a certain coming of age tale.
Yeah.
Correct.
But you either saw it or you didn't.
Yes.
That first one, and it holds up the first one.
I'm willing to bet that Joe didn't know one of those things.
No.
Not one. Like, he put one time being gay. No. Tara Reid, he wouldn't know. And Finch, we had no idea.
The twist in One Time at Band Camp is one of the greatest twists in cinema history.
It is.
You don't see that coming at all.
That's as good as Usual Suspects.
You're right.
You
right about
that. You don't know what's coming.
And people's mouths dropped open. Uh-huh. And everybody talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show. Right after this, we return.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Twitter poll time, Twitter poll update. Brought to us by Paulie Moyer and Sons with Natalie. Nat.
Alrighty, Mike. Today's poll has over 1,100 votes on it so far. What do you think about Ben Simmons? Right now, 21% say still transcendent, 38% say solid player, 41% say that they're out of patience.
Alrighty, out of patience. Out of touch, out of time.
You're out of touch.
You know what? The patience part isn't even my a factor for me anymore. It's the resignation part of it. And the resignation is it's never going to change.
It's a good adjective.
Yeah, I've resigned to the point where it's not going to change. All this time I was thinking, hoping, but deep inside, when a guy is a psychological problem about shooting a jump shot, that's not going to change.
not.
Yeah, I mean, unless one day it miraculously clicks in his head. Yeah, but it's like, what are the parameters? How long do you wait for that? And when it's something intangible.
It's drastic psychosis stuff is what it is.
The other challenging part would be, what happens if he's going to get it in 3 years? And you wait, and Embiid has a year like this, like we think he's having.
Yeah.
What if he has that this year, the next year, and the next year? And then after he's done having the great years, here he comes.
Yeah.
That's my fear right now. I didn't know Embiid was going to try to do. If Embiid takes a leap, you need somebody that's going to leap with him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a guy that's like just an anchor.
I got you.
It stinks.
Robert Saleh has an interview with the Jets, and apparently he's headed down as we speak. Probably listening to the show. Headed
what's up,
down
Robbie?
To interview with the Eagles.
May I call him Bob?
Yeah, what's up, Bob? Bob Saleh.
Good old Bobby Saleh.
We like you,
so,
man.
The Eagles are interviewing him, and I guess they've interviewed a couple other people, and there's apparently Ryan Day is on their radar as a college guy. It's one of these deals. How he's going to check all the boxes, get all the latest names.
Tough part is, Schefter mentioned earlier, because of them waiting an extra week, they can't talk to Bienemy. They're 10-point favorites.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be able to talk to Bienemy till the bye week in between the conference championship and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Don't love that. If you're going to do it so you can get that initial interview, because he's interviewed other players. I still don't like it, but there's something about it doesn't sit right.
Back to the phones. Mickey in Long Island. What's up, Mickey? Mickey Mick.
I'm never ready for you. I don't know. I don't have to do anything here. Sorry.
It's all right. Go ahead. We're good.
Flyers.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited to see them back.
Yes. A win brings out my Flyers hat tomorrow. My special Flyers hat.
All right. Listen, I got a great hockey movie for you.
Uh-huh. What do you got?
Young Blood.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie.
Pardon me?
It's a terrible movie.
Are you kidding me?
No.
All right. Listen, I got a Goodfellas trivia question for you.
You have a what trivia? Goodfellas? Okay. What do you got?
What's the name of the character that Henry pistol whips?
Brad. It's Brad, isn't it?
That's incorrect, Mike.
It's not. What's his name? Bruce. It's Bruce. Bruce.
Oh!
Yeah, there it was. It came to me. I knew it was a B. Bruce, yeah.
That's a good call. Good pull.
Yeah, thank you.
Benny Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have a theory. I think Maxie's performance on Saturday, maybe rattled him a little bit. Is that, too far-fetched?
Rattled Ben?
Absolutely, yeah.
No. Why would it rattle Ben?
He almost scored 40 points.
Yeah. Why would it rattle him?
Why wouldn't it? That's my question, I guess,
I asked you first. If you're going to make a statement, what was your theory on why it would rattle? He'd be jealous?
Yeah, he's watching a rookie drop almost 40 points. That's just my
thought. Well, it should have the opposite. It should have the opposite effect. Why would it rattle? If it rattles him, then
it's a theory, right? I'm throwing at you in your face.
Yeah, I don't agree. You want a general knowledge question?
I do.
Okay. It's a Flyer general knowledge question. What do you think of that?
I like Natalie's old school picture, so I'm a huge fan.
Mickey, you're a little goofy. I gotta be honest with you. You're a little kookalook. Gotta be honest with you, but I'm gonna give you the question anyway. All right, are you ready? All right. Who received the Bobby Clark Trophy for the 1996-97 season? Was it Eric Lindros, John LeClair, Mark Recchi, or Michael Renberg?
Snap. That's a rough one. Tyrone, just give me a minute.
Mickey's got some stuff going on today up there in Long Island. Let's go to Justin in Langhorne. Justin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Justin.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Justin?
So I'm trying to trade Ben for whatever we can get for him. Do you feel me?
Yeah, you don't trade him for whatever. I mean, what's that mean?
Well, I mean, I'm talking like Zach LaVine, put together a package for Zach LaVine.
Oh, well, that's not anything you can get for him. That's a specific target, right?
Yeah,
it's got to be a very good player to trade him.
What's the package for Zach LaVine, though? You know?
Zach LaVine should be. They should be willing to trade you Ben straight up for Zach LaVine.
Nah, that's not gonna happen.
You don't think Ben is worth more in the open market than Zach LaVine? Of course he is.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Zach LaVine puts up.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me.
35.
Trust me.
What's Ben doing? He's putting up 5.
Yeah, trust me. Ben has more value than
right,
just
trust me. I feel bad about talking about this on like the phone, where like you know Chicago market can hear us.
What is going on here?
It's only 3:30.
What the hell is going on here with these callers?
It's not even 5 yet. It's not even close to 5 yet.
God, what's up, brother? Come on, man, make some sense here. It's a good day for combo. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, Mark Stein now says that according to leaked sources.
Like Tyrone, he just goes right.
I can't with these
people. He plunges right along.
He's like not even internalizing the last two phone calls.
No, it's like,
nope, because I kind of what I expect lately. They are trying to muster other assets to offer Houston, such as other draft picks, to keep Maxey out of the trade. They don't want to trade Max.
Okay, that's good. Hopefully they can do it. I'm just saying, Houston goes, all right, man, this is the last chance. We're going to keep him unless. And Maxey has to be in a deal. You get Maxey and Simmons, boom, you got Harden. Now, what are you going to say no to that?
You know. I'm with you. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It hurts my feelings, though. But you know what this ultimate irony is? Everyone assumed. Man, Morey hates centers. He's going to get rid of Embiid. And then that first press conference, when he kept talking about Embiid and didn't talk about Simmons, and then he came on with you, and he said that was just the questions that he was asked. I think Morey, he understands the league, he understands the game.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I don't like y'all centers, like around the league.
Yeah.
I like this center because this center can play. It's just funny how we assumed, oh, well, they got to trade Embiid. Just something.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Let's go to Downingtown. Douglas. What's up, Doug? Douglas?
Sir.
You're on, buddy. Go ahead.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I just had a question about back in the 1977 championship Sixers series against Portland.
Yeah.
Can anybody name the starting five for both squads?
I could give you Portland right now.
Okay.
Johnny Davis, Lionel Hollins, Bill.
There you go. We got him after that.
Bill Walton.
Okay.
Bobby Gross.
Okay.
And Maurice Lucas.
And didn't we have both of them on our squad at some point?
No.
No, we didn't have Lucas?
No.
Okay. All right, how about us?
Henry Bibby.
Okay.
Doug Collins.
Right.
George McGinnis.
Yep.
Julius Erving.
Yep.
Darryl Dawkins.
You just shut me right up. I didn't think you guys would get that.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. Get that weak stuff out.
Yeah, well.
All right.
It's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah. Is that all you got today, Doug?
That's it.
All right. Would you like a general knowledge question?
What's that?
Would you like a general knowledge question?
Yeah.
Are you a Flyer man?
Yes.
You are? Okay. Well, then this is a goofy question.
Okay.
What was the mascot that debuted for the Flyers in 1976? Was it Rishot, Check, Slapshot, or Deke?
Wow. Okay. 76?
76. The mascot debuted. They unveiled it.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Slapshot.
That's correct. It was Slapshot. What's wrong with Slapshot? Why'd they have to go with Gritty? Why couldn't they just rebirth Slapshot? What's wrong with that mascot?
How long did he last for?
Slapshot?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I remember it.
I don't remember a Slapshot.
I remember Slapshot.
Nah, I don't remember. I'll remember Gritty forever.
Yeah, I remember Slapshot.
I've never
forget the mascot. You remember Hip Hop?
Who can forget hip hop?
I love hip hop.
Okay,
Slapshot's iconic
for me.
I don't know. I need to know more about this lineage. I don't remember Slapshot at all.
Yeah, Slapshot.
He has an old school.
He only lasted 1 year. Slapshot.
Oh well, that's why.
Oh, damn, yeah.
He wasn't with Kerr and them and Big Dave Brown. That's my era. There wasn't anything wrong
with Slapshot. I don't know. I don't understand why he only lasted 1 year. I mean, they were ahead of the game by introducing Slapshot.
He
was cute.
Maybe he could end up being like Gritty's son or something.
There was nothing wrong with Slapshot back in the day. Not like hip hop. Everybody ripped hip hop.
I liked hip hop. I loved hip hop. What else? Big Shot. Big Shot was no good. Big Shot should have been, I think, a little bit more respected.
Wasn't there a Giant Tiny Whitey's?
I got confused with hip hop.
My dad remember Slapshot.
Yeah.
But he also watched a lot more hockey back in the day than people realize.
I remember Slapshot very vividly. I mean, that was the Flyers had the town back then.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Because by the time I'm watching with Kerr,
I don't know why they phased it out.
And Zenzel and Big Dave Brown.
No, this was following the Stanley Cup, both Stanley Cup years, is when they introduced the mascot. They were still held in high esteem, and they lost that series to Montreal, and you know,
well, that's the start of the dynasty for Montreal, right?
Yeah. Well, they had a couple dynasty years, but the Flyers started to fade after that. After they lost to Montreal, then they had a decline for a couple of years until in 1980 when they went 30. Was it 1980 or 82? They went 35 games without a loss. I don't know. Anyway, 610-632-0975. The mystery of what happened to Slapshot. You Flyer historians, hit me up back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, 4 o'clock hour. Oh, walk like an Egyptian? All right. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online, LandisBC.com. Let's bring in the man who covers the Sixers, who saw what we saw last night. The source of everybody's frustration follows the Sixers when it comes to Ben Simmons, because last night it crystallized that he just will not shoot the ball. Let's bring in Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline Bounce Forward. Hello, Keith. Keith?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hello, Keith.
I lost you for a second.
That's all right. We got you now. Listen, man. You've been covering this team for a while. You've expressed the same concerns that we express. The Harden deal seems to be hotter than ever today because of various circumstances. What was your impression of last night? And first of all, they did win the game. They showed some gumption, and they prevailed in overtime. But everybody's take was number 25 doesn't do X. What was your take?
I mean, it was bad. Like, I mean, when you think about it, when you play a Miami team that was minus eight players, now I know the Sixers are sure-handed, but they were minus, like, you know, their two all-stars and a couple other guys, and you have your two all-stars, and you need Joel Embiid to score 45 points. You need Danny Green, who has been struggling, to hit 9 three-pointers for you to beat that team in overtime. You know, to me, that was a disappointment. And if I was Doc Rivers, you know, I would be concerned because, believe me, if Joel Embiid didn't play in that game and if Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo played in their game, they would have gotten blown out. They would have gotten blown out. And when you look at it and you have both your all-stars playing, and you only win, it takes, you got to go to overtime because one guy didn't show up offensively. That's a concern, man. That's a huge concern.
All right. So listen, Doc Rivers has been saying the public thing, which is you guys worry about the Ben. That's for you to worry. I look at what he can do. But the coaching staff has to look at that last night and not be happy with it. What are you hearing about their approval or dissatisfaction with him?
Look, I mean, you know, here's the thing. Like, you look at it, and let's just say this, Mike. You've been covering sports for a long time, right? A lot of times when you do support people. You do say things, mm-hmm. right? But you know, and the coach knows, especially a coach who won a championship, in order for you to win the championship, you need certain people to be aggressive offensively. You need that. Now, what you'll do is you'll come out and you'll say, hey, that's for you guys to worry about. That's what you guys to figure out. I'm just happy with it. And you know, and you'll talk about Rondo and you talk about all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, that coach knows in order for you to win a championship that you have to get offensive input. And here's part of the problem, Mike. Like, I like Ben a lot, and I think Ben can do it. And what I mean is that you see him do it. You saw what he did against Orlando, right? But the problem is right now they played Cleveland earlier in the season. There was no Joel Embiid. That was a prime opportunity for Ben Simmons to take over and be the star. He didn't do it. They go to Brooklyn. Seth Curry didn't play. That was another opportunity for Ben Simmons to be the star, and they didn't do it. They played the Little Sisters of the Poor last night dressed up as the Miami Heat, and that was a perfect opportunity for him to do it, and he shot the ball two times. So Doc can go and he can say what he wants. They all do it. But Sam Cassell, I mean, they all love Ben, right? They love him. But they all been on championship teams, and they know what it takes. And you need a perimeter player who's going to take over in the clutch. That's what you need. And they just don't have that right now. What they have is, at times, and you see the games, they'll have Shake Milton in the game, they'll have Tyrese Maxey, and they'll have Ben Simmons in the games. And Maxey or Shake has the ball, right? So right now they're saying that, you know, he's a facilitator. They're not saying point guard. You know, they're saying everything that you have to say just in case there's not a trade. And if there's not a trade, then you say, we always wanted them. If there is a trade, they say it was just an offer we couldn't refuse. But you need more from Ben offensively in order for you to win a championship.
All right, let's talk about maybe where they are with that. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to happen. And so that leaves you with only two choices. One is you hope you can win without it happening. Or B, you trade him, short of doing something like a drastic benching to force him to do it. But I don't even think that would do at this point. Where do you think they are as far as being willing to trade him?
I think they're willing to trade him. I think that they were always willing to trade him. You know, but it's always for what the price is. You know, you're not going to trade him and give up three first-round picks. You know, I mean, but I think, yeah, they're willing to trade him because – I mean, the champions, like, let's keep it real. Like, they wanted James Harden before Daryl Morey became the president here. And then Daryl Morey credits James Harden for all the success that he had in Houston. Yeah, they're willing to trade him. Because you look at Joel Embiid, and then you look at James Harden, and if they could coexist, you know, you're looking at a team that could possibly contend for the championship. You know, so, yeah, like... Yeah, I mean, they're willing to get rid of it. They're willing to pull the trigger.
All right, let me ask you this, then, because Brooklyn has climbed in a big way with a lot of statements that we're hearing today about who they would be willing to give up. And they'd be willing to give up a lot of draft picks, apparently, and, you know, some players that are palatable. Would that force the Sixers' hand to up the ante on who they would give up? Like, who do you think they'd be willing to give up in addition to Ben?
You know, I don't know. That's tough. I don't know. Like, I'm hearing, you know, they want Ben. They want Tyrese Maxey. They want Matisse Thybulle. I don't think I'm giving up all of that. Like, I mean, I could possibly give up Ben one of the two in a protected first round pick. See, here's the thing. Brooklyn can give up as many draft picks as Brooklyn wants to give up. There's only one player in there who's a young star who can sell out arenas. That's Ben Simmons. Brooklyn can't offer that. Now, maybe Brooklyn may try to say, hey, look, y'all, once Kawhi comes back, Kyrie, once he decides to speak to us again, maybe we can lump them in, right? You know what I mean? And then, but then you may be like, whoa, but Kyrie may do the same thing to us. I mean, he did this to you and he did it to Boston. But, you know, Ben Simmons is the guy. Like, he's the best young star you can get out there. A lot of times, you know how it goes. It's like you're negotiating with a team, but you always want that team to think that the other team has more to offer, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're going to offer all these draft picks. What else are you going to do? But at the end of the day, the guys that Brooklyn has, the young guys that they have to offer aren't on the same level as Ben Simmons.
All right, so let's boil this down even further because we have some news.
Sorry to interrupt both of you guys.
According
to Woj and Ramona Shelburne, Brooklyn is acquiring James Harden in a blockbuster deal.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Well,
hey, let's forget this conversation.
See, my question was going to be hypothetically, because we had Maxie on today, and he's a great kid, and he's a nice player, and I was going to ask you, if it came down to them giving up Simmons, Maxey, and a pick, would you have pulled the trigger?
Nah, I would not give up Tyrese Maxey.
Really?
At all. Heck
with,
no.
with Simmons, Maxey, and a pick, you would not have given that up for Harden.
Not Maxey. I mean, and here's the reason why. Because this summer, right, Maxey was working out in L.A., and I have a guy, a friend of mine, who's like privy to some of those workouts, and he kept hyping Maxey up. And I kept thinking that he was talking about the guy who went second to the Minnesota, I think his name, Edward Sumner, who went to Minnesota. And he kept saying, no, I'm talking about the kid from Kentucky. And he kept saying, wait till he becomes a Sixer. He's going to be a star. And I said, but I heard he can't shoot. And he was like, dude, I'm telling you, this kid is working on his shot. I wouldn't give him up. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't.
That's water under the bridge, and now guess what? Brooklyn's better than you.
that's
the bottom line.
We have not gotten
the word on who exactly. It's only that it's a blockbuster. So we'll continue to hunt that down. All right, Keith. Listen, man. Thanks for coming on. I guess you got some work to do now. With this whole thing, the react work to it. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
All right, man.
That's Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Bounce forward. So word has just come down. Harden's going to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I got to think that Kyrie is in that.
So Shams just pointed out the Nets are trading for James Harden and sending 4 first-round picks and 4 draft swaps to the Rockets.
Oh, that's it. 4 first-round picks.
And no,
four.
It's not.
LeVert. Jared Allen are being moved, and it could be another team or two involved.
Well, that's a pretty good deal that Houston just made. They get LeVert and Jared Allen, and they get all those picks and pick swaps, huh? Are you stunned by the deal, or are you stunned because the Sixers didn't get him?
Man, I'm stunned that the Sixers can't win now. You're going to have, that means that if these are true, it's going to be Kyrie who, forget him, Harden and Durant together. They can win the title.
Yeah.
Now, in the short term, Embiid will get 50 points against that team with Allen gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't have a bench with LeVert gone. But and Dinwiddie hurt. But they can now win the title. So now the Bucks, the Nets, the Lakers, and the Clippers, those 4 teams can win a title.
Yep.
And I don't think the Sixers can.
No.
So now maybe they pivot now. Maybe it's a Beal deal. I'm trying to say maybe it's a LaVine deal. Maybe the Sixers pivot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But
it includes, so Cleveland's involved. They're acquiring Harden in a 3-way deal with Cleveland, LaVert, Exum, Radonis, Karux. 4 first-round picks, including the Cavs 2022 first via the Bucks, and 4 Nets pick swaps to the Rockets.
Who's Cleveland getting?
It says Jared Allen and Torian Prince to the Cavs.
The Cavs are a playoff team now. They've had a good start. When you add those two guys with Prince and Allen, they're a playoff team now, the Cavs. So they jump in because they're trying. They've been so bad. They haven't made the playoffs without LeBron in decades. They'll make the playoffs
now. Houston gets LeVert and who else in addition to the picks?
Hold on. Who was it? LeVert. Exum?
Dante Exum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Keurig.
Keurig.
And 4-1s. Yeah. Here's the other part. I don't know if the Sixers could generate the 4-1s on their own.
No, they couldn't have.
They couldn't have generated the 4-1s. Yeah. And 4 swaps. So it's 4. It's 8. It's
like, listen, that's the best Houston can do. Otherwise, it will. If we find out that the Sixers weren't willing to trade Simmons with Maxey and one pick, if that's the deal they chose over the Sixers, I'm not so sure it's the better deal. But all right. Guess what? That's what your team is. That's what your squad is right there. All that talk is over.
I don't think that's the team.
You think there's going to be a big move up the road?
I do.
Mark's got something up his sleeve.
I heard a while ago that they thought the deadline would be the time to move because they want to do more of an evaluation.
Uh-huh.
And they would do something, and you can tell where they think they are based on that.
Yeah.
I think the 8-1s, 4 straight-up 1s and then 4 swaps were something the Sixers could not reach.
Yeah.
And I bet you it comes out that they did offer. And they said, you know what, we'd rather have, and maybe they don't want to win right now, Houston. Maybe Houston wants to be bad and then have 4 picks and 4 swaps versus Simmons might make you too good to bottom out.
Yep.
I would be willing to bet that had something to do with it. Otherwise, why would you let some of those pieces go to Cleveland and not just take those pieces yourself? Like, Allen would help you win, and they don't want to win. So it's disappointing because the Sixers can't win. And the Cavs are a playoff
team.
You're
right, they can't.
The Sixers can't win the title.
And we're sitting here, we're hoping, we're going to go through the same exercise every game with Ben thing, unless something happens down the road. All right, let's go to Carl. What else you got? We got some more?
The Pacers are moving Victor Oladipo to the Rockets.
Ah.
So now the package around Chris LeVert.
So LeVert's going to end up with the Pacers, and now they end up, so now I don't understand. But I figure, here's the problem, Mike. Right now, who would you rather have, Oladipo or Simmons? Right this second.
Simmons.
But are you 100%? Okay,
I thought about it.
Would you rather have Simmons and 4-1s? So, I mean, Oladipo and 4-1s or Simmons and 1-1?
I don't know, man. I got to take that home.
And I think that's the problem. Once you start including guys like Oladipo in the deal.
Yeah.
Because this is all happening so quick in real time. I'm trying to figure out what Houston's mindset is.
Yeah, so Houston's backcourt is Caris LeVert and Victor Oladipo.
No, LeVert's going to...
LeVert's not going to Houston.
He's going to the Pacers.
He's going to the Pacers.
Yeah.
So it's LeVert and Gordon. It's Oladipo and Gordon with those guys, and now 4-1s and 4 swaps. And now Oladipo wanted out of the Pacers, even though they're playing well. LeVert is a decent get for them because he's a similar player.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Well.
All right. Let's go to Carl in Philly. Carl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Carl?
How y'all everybody doing? First off, I want to say, Mike, last Wednesday, I want to thank you for speaking out and saying what you were saying. And we need more people like you guys to speak up and say what's true.
Oh, and thanks, man. I speak honestly and from my heart on what I believe in. I had a UPS guy that emailed me today and told me he's not going to listen to me anymore for what I said last Wednesday. I go,
I work for UPS.
Even after sedition, I still get this. I go, all right, whatever, dude.
All right, now hear me out, Mike. Last time I called, you said I was very passionate. I was telling you about Ben. That we don't need Ben. Mm-hmm. And let me explain. Now, I just heard what went on. We lost out, Mike. And I already knew we wasn't going to win this season. We're not going to go far in the playoffs. And I heard Tyrone earlier say he's scared because Ben might be better in 3 years. So that means we got to wait for 8 years for Ben to be good. That doesn't make sense. Paying this kind of money, you got to wait 8 years for somebody to be good.
Clear this up now because you may be misunderstanding.
No, what I said was I said, what happens if you wait –
Simmons gets it 3 years from now, but Embiid's done in 3 years.
Yeah, that's
what's not scared.
So in other words, he's saying
I heard it wrong.
Yeah. So
all right, now back to Ben. Mm-hmm. Back to Ben. We've seen this from Ben before. No points, barely doing the bare minimum. We wanted you guys wanted better more than Ben wanted. See, that's the thing. And I told you, all these players on the team, they're willing to take the last shot. Ben don't want to have nothing to do with the last shot. I don't need players like that. If I'm paying that kind of money, they don't want to take the last shot. I don't need players like that, Mike.
I hear you. The only thing you could think, see, we're evaluating a team last night was not a team, right? Because they were missing some guys. Like, yeah, so you have to believe that whatever he does facilitates enough offense to win with the shooters, like with the Shake on the court, and with the Seth on the court, you know, with Tobias on the court. Because that wasn't last night, and so we're evaluating him.
We need it.
I get it. I'm with you.
This is the second time this year he has done it. He's done it before. Against Cleveland, he showed up. He let Saxton eat him up. Everybody keep calling him this awesome defensive player. LeVert eats him up. Now who's he going to guard on the East? He can't guard none of the top guards on the East. He can't guard them.
Yeah.
They give him the business. Now, here we go. Now we got him on the court. Once he get a ball up, I ask people just to watch the game. Just watch Ben. Don't watch the game. Just watch Ben. Once he give up the ball, if it's not in transition, he fades away. He's not there for the kick out. The only time he's there for the kick out, if there's a lot of time left on the shot clock. If it's under five or under eight, he doesn't pop out because he's scared he got to take the shot. Now he shoots a three-pointer every six games, every five games. I don't know how many games we had already. But then he does it early in the game, first quarter, then he don't do it no more.
I'm hearing you. Listen, Carl, I am total agreement with what you said. I love the way you said it with passion. Would you like a general knowledge question?
Go ahead, give me that general knowledge.
All right, here it is. This is the movies by Clue. I know you're all fired up, but you got to take a breath and think clearly to answer this question correctly. All right.
Well, I don't have much time to talk, Mike. That's why.
it's okay. I got you. All right. So here's the question, and I'm going to give you three clues. You tell me the movie I want. Time of Our Life, Baby in a Corner, Catskills.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Back to you the should get this one. You should get it.
I don't know. Back to the Future? I don't know.
No, man. Patrick Swayze in his finest hour. And Jennifer Grey. And Lenny Briscoe from Law & Order.
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing is the answer.
Hey. Not filmed in the Catskills.
Where was it filmed?
Was it in Canada?
No, it was in Virginia.
Oh. Filmed in Virginia?
They made it look like that, and they had it.
What did you do? Do some research on Dirty Dancing?
No, I told you I watched that movies that made it. It's on Netflix.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and they found out all the stuff about Swayze and all that. Okay. Well,
all right, let's take a break, and we'll be back. We have like a half hour and change to take your calls if you want to react to this. James Harden traded to Brooklyn. That's another team you're behind in pecking order. So that's not going to happen this year for the East. And Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Woo! All right, Twitter poll update. Let's see what we got here. It's Ben Simmons' topic. Let's see if this needle has moved in light of the news that Harden now goes to Brooklyn. Natalie, brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons, what do you got?
All righty, Mike, over 1,200 votes on this one so far. What do you think about Ben Simmons right now? 20% say he's still transcendent. 36% say he's a solid player. 44% are now out of patience. So
44% are out of patience.
Needs to put some pep in that step.
Yeah, well, get used to it.
We'll have to do some more.
Tomorrow's Twitter poll. How you feel about having Ben Simmons the rest of the year?
That's on the table.
How you feel about your squad?
Oladipo was one of the players of the maybe. Like, if you can't get Harden, maybe you can get. Well, him going to the Rockets shoots that down. So now you're down to, just on a hypothetical sense, and it might be a fantasy world, Beal and LaVine, which is a big drop-off. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Beal, I love Beal. But Harden is significantly better than Beal because he's a better passer and a better defender.
This is an example of the clueless, of the semblance of clueless fans, because there are some good fans. This guy Joshua just tweets this to me. Harden is a cancer. He's a me-first ball hog who plays zero defense. He consistently has problems meshing with his teammates, especially stars. Do we really want this guy in the Sixers locker room? How you like your squad now? That's all I wrote back. How you like it now? All right. You happy? You happy that the two teams are clearly superior to you? You have no chance to compete with the Milwaukee Bucks in Brooklyn right now. He might not be better than Boston or the Heat. So, all right. He's a cancer. Fine. Timmy and Philly are on 97.5 The Fanatic. Timmy.
Hey, we got dealt with a hard blow just now. So I don't see why people don't like James Harden, because if he's a cancer, it must be a Zodiac sign, because to me, he was the best player out there for the Sixers to get. And unfortunately, we can't do it right now. So
nope, it's over. Bye.
Long season.
Look north.
How far?
I guarantee you, he goes on a quick diet, too. He loses 20 like in 2 weeks.
Exactly. Now, are they keeping Kyrie Irving also with the Nets?
Yes.
Damn, you got 3 go-to guys for the last shot.
Yeah, now that might mess him up. They got to define how that works. But it's still, like, talent at the end of the day is better than
exactly.
You know.
Well, I'll take your trivia.
Oh, you want it? It's the flyer one. You want a flyer or no?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You want a flyer? You all flyered up?
Yeah, I'm a flyer.
All right, here's the question. Give me 2 of the line members of the line that they used to call the Crazy Eights.
So, was it Berube? Barbary, what's the name? B-E-R-B-U-E?
Berube, yeah. Was it him?
Crazy Eight. Samson?
No, man, you're out. Sorry. You're out. It was Eric Lindros who wore 2 8s. And then it was Mark Recchi who wore 18. Did he? Was he 8? No, he was 8. What was
he? He was 8.
And believe it or not, this is hard to believe.
This
guy wedged his way, a journeyman bum wedges his way on a notable named line.
It's amazing.
Brent Fedick.
I love it.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Lou in Mount Laurel. Lou, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Lou.
What's up, Mikey Mitch?
What's up, Louie Lou?
Hey, Tyrone, Natalie. So, I listened to About the Trade, right? And I'm going to be honest, Mike. I didn't want James Harden to begin with. He has your offense all stagnant, waiting for him to give up the ball with like 5 seconds left to shoot. And he wouldn't have fit in. But on the other hand, if you're giving me him and 2 first-round draft choices, then I would have to think about it. I would only give you Ben. I wouldn't give up Maxie, and I'd put somebody else with Ben. That's my thought, you know? So moving further, if the Sixers now have seen this move, they have to decide, do they want to move Ben and a pick or something? Because really, they need either Bradley Beal, a Booker, or either Zach LaVine. I don't want nobody else you can give me. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know that right now you get, you might be able to get LaVine. You're not getting Booker.
Okay. But, yeah, I'd be happy with a Zach LaVine, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't make you good enough to beat Milwaukee or Brooklyn.
Well, no, Mike, that won't, but they still would need another piece to come off the bench, like a big man or something, you know?
Who are you talking about? Brooklyn?
No, we do. We do. Mike Scott ain't no dude that'll.
Oh yeah, no, they're a piece short on the bench. They're a big short who can help.
Yeah, I agree. Right, yeah.
I agree. But your starting lineup with Levine replacing Simmons doesn't make you that much better than enough to gain ground on, you know, the teams that are ahead of you.
Right. Well, the teams are ahead of us. They can go really, like, 8 deep and still maintain a beat.
Yeah, so, you know? Like, you get Levine, then what's it prove? You're going to give up Simmons for Levine? Is that going to make you that much better? Now, Beal makes you better than that, but you're not going to get better.
Right. Right. You're right about that, yep.
All right, man. Let's do a general knowledge question for you.
Okay.
Let's go with this one here. It's a dog. What breed of dog is stereotypically used to find avalanche victims with a little keg of brandy on his neck?
Saint Bernard.
That is correct. It is a Saint Bernard. All right, this is just in. The House has impeached Trump.
Again?
The House voted to impeach Trump for incitement of insurrection. 10 Republicans joined Democrats, and that pushed it over the top.
Indeed.
It just happened.
Yeah. You know, one thing is, Harden's just going to the Nets. There is one thing that can derail them and make the Sixers beat them. You want to talk about some of these places up there? He going to be in there heavy.
Checks and balances now. KD.
How's that working with Kyrie?
But he's a complete nutbag.
Yeah, he's going to be, I'm telling you, Harden's going to be in Patterson, New Jersey. He's going to be in West Orange, South Orange, in Orange. He's going to be in Brooklyn, Manhattan. You're not going to be able to find that dude for a couple weeks, like Rodman.
He likes the game. He likes a chance to win. With KD, that might not happen. KD loves ball. All right, so KD might be enough influence to say, dude, we got a chance to win here. It's your last grab.
Yeah, they're 32-31.
Like, in Houston, you know, he's wild and unfettered down there. They don't have a chance to win. He's got a different mindset.
I don't know.
You're right about the overall principle of the strip club bringing them down. Up there, don't get me wrong.
I'm saying that there's a chance where the Sixers playing the Nets in the playoff series, and you bring the right girls to the right hotel, and all of a sudden, Harden's 2-for-17, and the Sixers steal one. That's the only path, ladies.
And that's got to be the subversive plan. Can we hire Harry Roseman to take care of that?
Because you know he's diabolical.
He's diabolical enough to get it done.
He'll snake his way somehow.
Yes, he will. All right, let's go. Mills and Broomall. Mills, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mills.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Mills?
So, first off, you got to tell these people to stop with the Zach LaVine. Stop. With the Zach LaVine and his empty.
I gotta be honest, I wouldn't trade Ben Simmons for Zach LaVine. I wouldn't. I think he's got more value than Zach LaVine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he's soft and we don't need him. Okay.
I think he's a good player. I don't think that he's gonna push the Sixers over the top.
Agreed. Agreed. I got another question for you though.
Yeah.
What's up with your boy Sal Powell?
What do you mean? What's up?
Are Tyrone and Natalie not telling him what time he needs to be up? Because when he's on the radio, I'm falling asleep. This guy sounds like he just woke up out of bed.
I can't comment. I don't know what's up with that. We try to talk about the issues.
Yeah, you got to get maybe he's in a different time zone. You got to let him know he's got to wake up a little or give him a Red Bull or something. But here's the first thing.
Yeah,
Maury, this is a fumble. This is a fumble by Maury. I mean, we were talking Harden as soon as we heard he was coming here. And we hear all the connections, everything, you know, it's going to line up for us.
Yeah.
And he does not make it happen. And I don't care what you had to give up. We tanked for an unlimited amount of years. We're at this point now. We have a shot to go all in and make it happen. You know, Tyrone's scared over there. He's worried about 3 years here. 3 years there, you know.
Yeah, you're mischaracterizing what Tyrone actually said, but I get
I know, he's just scared. We're just going to say he's scared.
He's saying is that Embiid is in his prime. That the problem is if Ben ever reaches a prime, it won't be coincidental with Embiid's prime, so it won't matter anyway.
That's the point, though. If we're all in agreement on that, if we think that way, what are we holding on the bench for? Let's get rid of him. Let's move him.
let's deal them. And I'll tell you what, you had one theory.
Yeah, well, you got to get value. You can't just move them for the sake of moving them.
Move him for Harden. Make the deal.
That ship has sailed. Yeah, I'm going to tell you in a minute who Houston got. Now, would you like a general knowledge question?
Yeah, I'll take one.
All right. It's a flyer. Do we just do flyers? Yeah, we just did flyers. So we're back.
Yeah, don't give me flyers.
It's movies because we just did St. Bernard. Okay. All right. So here's the question. This is one of my favorites back in the day because you had to go back in the day. Detroit. Buy that for a dollar. Enforcement droid 209.
Sounds
enforcement droid 209.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing.
No, man. That's RoboCop. RoboCop enforcement droid 209. That's a tough one. But I liked it. I liked the movie when it came out. Sillier than hell, but I liked it.
Yeah. Now, I don't need a RoboCop 2, but RoboCop was legit.
Yeah, RoboCop 1 was legit.
Was legit.
2 was sillier than
silly. Come on.
All right, so I don't know if you decide for yourself. All the deal that was made, but Houston, here's what they wound up getting. The Rockets get, from the Nets, unprotected first-round picks in 2022, which might not be any good because they're going to be good, 2024 and 2026. So depending on, like, you have to say that the Brooklyn Nets are going to stay really good, and those picks won't be great. But they're unprotected
and 30,
first round picks.
And now 32 and 31 years old. So 4 years from now,
it'll be a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now they get a pick swaps. They can swap picks with the Nets in 2021, 2023, 2025, and 2027. So in those off years, you can still get a pick swap.
And that 2027, they're going to be like 38.
Be a good one. The other ones might not be. And they get the first round pick of the Bucks in 2022. So all the picks that they get might not be great until way later. Now you go, okay, is that better than what Sixers would have given them? Say Simmons, one first round pick, and Tyrese Maxey.
Oh, one other thing, though. They also got Oladipo, Dante Exum, and that Keurig guy.
Yeah.
As well.
There's other teams there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Nets ended up with just Harden, and then the Pacers get LeVert and a second rounder, and the Cavs get Jared Allen and Prince to solidify them as a playoff team, just not a great team.
Clearly, the Nets are going for it right now. Ahora. So, and the Sixers aren't. So there you go.
Brian Westbrook's on my nerves.
Well, what's he? He's going, see, you should trade him, right? Is that what he's saying?
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course. SB West. All right, quick break. It's a quick 3-minute break. We got a guy on the line says he's the original Slapshot.
What?
Yeah, yes.
No.
We got to get to him first after the break. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, Mike Missinelli Show. It's a short show today on General Knowledge Wednesday. So we're leaving for flyer coverage, NBC Sports Philly at 5. And at about 5:08 on 97.5, The Fanatic, because we have the game on 97.5, The Fanatic as well. Okay, the Rockets wanted Simmons, Maxey, Thybul, and many unprotected picks, according to reporting. All right, so you preserved all that, and you're not going to win.
they say Maury's still looking at other deals.
Okay,
we'll
see what he does.
I don't think they can come up with the four. Remember, they got four unprotected picks back. I don't think the Sixers, they would have had to go to other teams. I don't think by giving that up, what are you now giving to the other teams to get them to throw in the unprotected picks?
Yeah.
That was their jam up. They didn't have the picks because the fourth pick in the fourth year, that pick goes to OKC to get rid of the Horford contract.
Yeah.
So I think they physically couldn't make the deal. I don't think it was so much of a they didn't want
all right.
to.
So the Flyers play tonight. And you know, the Flyers are ready, they right now have a kind of a newly world famous mascot in Gritty. But back in the day, they trotted out a mascot called Slapshot. I remember him well. And a man claims that he is the original Slapshot mascot. His name is Dennis Boyle from Cherry Hill. Dennis, is this true?
It is, yes. I was the mascot originally in 1976.
Well, tell me how that transpired, Dennis. How did you get that gig?
I was actually seeing a girl down the old spectrum, and she told me about these tryouts, and she recommended me, and I went down, and they had a skate off, and I felt bad for the rest of the people. They couldn't even stand up, and I had been playing hockey for 10 years or so, and So they had
a skate off. Now, did they put you in some kind of costume? Well, what was the skate off about?
No, it was just in regular street clothes. And then they had a couple interviews with Lou Scheinfeld.
I remember Lou. He was the marketing guy.
Good guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Good guy.
And so what? So you got the gig out of the blue. How much did they pay you?
I think they gave me a couple tickets and $25.
A couple tickets, $25. Now, what was the costume? Because I can't remember. You didn't have a mascot head, did you?
It was a big, like a Muppet, like a Flyer with the big goggles.
Okay.
Orange, almost like an old Muppet, yeah.
All right, now when did you come out? Just between periods?
Yes.
All right, now what did you do?
Well, there was a couple of big, I actually went and had skating lessons with a girl from the Ice Capades.
Had to do some fancy moves.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they don't like hockey players much because they got them fancy outfits.
Yeah.
But she did teach me some good power skating moves, and I'd go out on the ice. The first game, which was the Friday of Thanksgiving, that Friday afternoon game where there's a lot of kids, there was 17-5 in there, and they had me do all these power skating routines to the theme of Rocky. And then at the end, I went over to the bench, got a big stick, skated center ice and brought the puck in and scored, and the place went wild.
So what happened? It was a one-year thing. What happened? Was the evaporation of Slapshot was over what?
Yeah, there was a guy, I like to say I went on to bigger and better things, but there was a guy there that was put in charge of it, and he wanted his buddy to get it. But in the skate-off, his buddy could barely stand up on skates, and plus my redeeming personality won the thing in the interview, and they didn't pick him. So this kid Freddie was out to get me from the beginning.
But they eliminated the mascot, right?
Yeah, it was hard too because no timeouts. People are yelling, "Get out of my way!" The first game.
All right, man, we got to get going. But thanks, Dennis. We appreciate it. There he is, the original Slapshot, and we have TV taking over with the Flyers pregame show and their telecast of the Flyers opener night against the Pittsburgh Penguins. We're back on radio for a few more, so we will take your calls. Thanks for watching, everybody, on the TV side. Stay tuned for Flyers hockey, and we'll be back after this. All righty, it is 5 o'clock hour, Mike Missanelli show. We're going to be on here for about 9 minutes. We're going to lead you into our Flyers pregame coverage with Jason Mertidis, the Flyers pregame show, leading into Flyer hockey tonight as the Flyers take on the Pittsburgh Penguins, a 5:30 start. And if you weren't listening to us earlier, here's your line configuration for tonight. By the way, the 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big winter sales been extended through January, where you're going to get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. Our line combinations do not include Claude Giroux on line one. Tonight's first line will be Couturier centering Oscar Lindblom and Travis Konechny. Kevin Hayes will center G at left wing and Farabee on the right side. The third line will be Nolan Patrick centering Van Riemsdyk and Voracek in your fourth line, because they're going to roll four, as they say, early on in the season. Scotty Lawton with Raffle and Nick Aube-Kubel on defense. Provorov, Braun, Sanheim, Myers, Haig, Gustafsson. All right, stay tuned. Flyer hockey coming your way. Let's go to Vicente in Lansdowne. What's up, Vicente?
I love you, Mike. Give me
the Vicente? Flyer hockey tonight. Y'all, yeah?
Yes, I'm wearing my number nine, Ivan Provorov.
Oh, you're an Ivan Provorov guy. Okay.
Yes, and also the good news is that they put Nolan Patrick coming back.
Yes, he is.
Along with Yeah.
He is centering the third line.
Yes. And so I'm playing. First of all, I just want to say, I want to correct you in the pronunciation of pinguino. Penguin. In Spanish, it's pinguino.
Pinguino.
Listen to this.
Not penguano. Listen.
Pinguino.
Pinguino. Okay.
Pinguino.
All right.
Pinguino.
Pinguino. Very nice.
Correct that.
Okay.
And then I want to ask you one question.
Sure.
Who, you must know the answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the 97.5, the Fanatic staff, is related to the Flyers? You know?
Related?
He was working as an internship.
Kincaid was.
John Kincaid.
Yeah, I know. He was an intern. Yeah. He's a big hockey dude.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
I want to get kudos to Chuck D'Amico and Joel for bringing a great talent.
Yes.
From Brumos.
Absolutely. They're doing a great job. Moisha sounded really good.
Fly it out, man.
There you go. All right. Well, I'm going to give you a fly trivia question then.
Oh, my God.
It's a tough one, though. I'm going to go down and list the captains. I'm going to give you an order. Starting in 1990, Ron Sutter was the captain. Wait a minute. You're going to get this.
Oh, my God.
1990 was Sutter. Then the next guy, and then Kevin Dineen, and then Eric Lindros. The next guy was a young winger, popular with both guys because he was a tough guy, and ladies because he was a good-looking dude. Who was it?
Danny?
No!
No, you're out. Get out.
It's Rick Tocchet. It was Rick Tocchet, Vicente. Come on, man. Let's go to John in Fairless Hills. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Yo, Mike.
What's up, John?
Hey, I heard a rumor about the Bradley Beal trade. Is that?
Yeah. Where'd you hear the rumor? In the bathroom? Yeah, there's no rumor about Bradley Beal trade.
Oh, that's what I heard.
People are talking about, I trade him for Bradley Beal. Why would Washington trade Bradley Beal for Ben Simmons?
I thought I heard something in the grapevine.
No, the grapevine is plentiful. You know, a lot of people say a lot of things in the grapevine.
You need that for your wine.
There you go.
Hey, you got to go up pretty soon, right?
Yes. Yeah, we got about 4 minutes.
It's a Flyers question if you got one.
You want a Flyers question?
Sure.
All right. Let's go with this one here. Which Flyer player tied Mario Lemieux's record for having 4 goals in 1 game at the World Junior Championships in 1999, helping Team Canada to a silver medal?
Oh, man.
He was a Frenchman. Great Flyer.
A Frenchman. Jean Leclerc, is he French?
No, it was Simon Gagnier. Simon Gagnier. Harvey in Germantown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Harvey. Harvey. Yo, Harv. You're on the air. Harv. All right. Well, it looks like he's out. So our final Twitter poll numbers, we have to rush it here because we don't have 5:30 because we're going to get off the air in a couple of minutes. So, Natalie, the final Twitter poll numbers brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Winter's here. Paul B. Moyer and Sons of Doylestown is your stop for snowblowers, chainsaws, generators all season long. Stop by their Doylestown location today or order online at paulbmoyer.com. What you got?
All right, over 1,200 votes today. What do you think about Ben Simmons? Right now, 20% say still transcendent, 36% say solid player, 44% say out of patience.
All righty, but you got to live with him, unless there's another trade up the road that could possibly make the Sixers good enough to compete with the Bucks or the Nets.
Before we get out of here, we got just a couple minutes left. Mm-hmm. Is this just cruelty by the NBA? To have this many cities and this many moving parts do a trade on NHL opening day, because it's not just the Flyers opener. It's NHL opening day. And then Philly, New York, Indianapolis, Houston, all these cities are directly affected by this trade, and obviously the whole league. To do this trade right before the first games of the year, it just seems like the...
Nah, man. It's every man for himself out there. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to compete for the market share.
I get it.
You know, it's a cutthroat business, Tyrone.
But
it's cutthroat.
I get it, but I just feel bad.
What do you think to do? Don't make a trade. Oh, you know what? The NHL's opening. No, we can't make a trade.
That's announced
tomorrow.
No, you do the trade.
What?
I'm just saying it's a happenstance. I don't think the NBA did it on purpose. Harden, when he said yesterday, I'm done with this. Hart, you said it yesterday?
I knew it on purpose if I read the NBA.
So when Hart said to the thing, he put the button and said, all right, let's get this done.
Yeah.
Because now we'll own the news cycle.
Well, that's a smart move.
All right.
And we're going to have to deal with it, their news cycle.
Yeah.
Our grand prize winner was Lou Gregory of Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Congratulations to Lou. He won a Brian Westbrook autograph collector's helmet and Eagles cooler tote filled with Godshall's real wood smoked turkey bacon. Make the switch 80% less fat, 100% taste. Check out the Brian's Game Day recipe at Godshalls.com. GODSHALLS.com. All right, stay tuned for the Flyers pregame show with Jason Martinez. I'll lead you right into Flyers Penguins hockey, 5:30 on 97.5 The Fanatic. Everybody have a great day, and we'll process it all tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.